Well, today is the 23rd of December, the evening of Saturday. We're having a little time of fellowship here with the family, and it got very cold here, and we got up this morning, and there was snow on the ground. And so I'm sure that all of those around here that have been dreaming of a white Christmas were hoping it would stay, but I guess what? By the end of the day, the snow was gone. Now, it is supposed to snow a little bit in the morning, so they may get their dream, I don't know. But it is pretty up here in Pineville with all the pine trees. This morning we got up. We live in, it's like we have our own little park. It's very beautiful. Snow on the trees, and it was like a season's greeting card. It really was. I want to remind everyone that we are not having our talk show on Monday night because there's so many people preoccupied with family and friends around this time. We understand that. And we hope that you have a good time visiting with your family and your friends and so on. And then next week, Monday, next week is going to be New Year's Day. And so we've decided just to go ahead and postpone it for a couple weeks. And what's the old saying? It says something about familiarity breeds contempt. And so we don't want to be contemptuous. And also something about distance makes the heart grow fonder or something like that. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, just by way of announcements, our plan is to be at the 11 o'clock service in Joplin tomorrow. We're going to start going to just the one service in Joplin since we have the service here on Saturday night. We've been foregoing our morning service to go to Joplin. But since we have our service here on Saturday night, sometimes by the time we get it on sermon audio and everything, we're pretty tired. So we're going to just go to the one service in Joplin, then come back. And then Rosette usually has a time of fellowship with Sister Louise in the afternoons on Sunday. So it's a pretty full day by the time we drive all the way to Joplin, have lunch there, and then come back. And then Rosette having her fellowship with Louise. So, anyway, there's been some questions. People have asked how Mark's doing. He's had a good week this week. Lord's been helping him. And we had a good trip today. We went to, we went to Fort Smith Lake State Park. And it's beautiful this time of year. Fort Smith Lake State Park, what a beautiful place. And, of course, everybody else is preoccupied with this Christ Mass, so we pretty much had the whole state park to ourselves. It was unbelievable. You know, we've learned with the state parks, you go when all the sheeple people aren't there. You know, go during the week. Don't go on the weekends. Or go during the holidays. Or go when nobody wants to. You know, when there's nothing going on. And then you can have it all to yourself. We have all these different state parks down here. We have Beaver Lake, which has, you know, it has Lost Bridge State Park. Two Lost Bridges State Parks. We have Horseshoe Bend State Park. We have Prairie View State Park. Prairie Ridge, Rosette said. Prairie Ridge, I think she said. Is that right? Prairie Creek State Park. And then we also have the Bagnell Dam and the Beaver Dam State Parks around Beaver Dam, and we also have Hobbs State Park these are all within like 45 minutes of us here. Beautiful facility. So we have got us a 28-foot little prowler camper, and it has three beds in it and a little kitchen and everything that we need. So we're planning on doing some traveling to these state parks around here and get used to using that little pull behind. We got a truck. We got a little truck that, it's called a Aviator. It's made by Lincoln, and we were able to purchase it very inexpensively for less than $2,000. And it has the hitch and everything on it. It has a big enough motor, a V8 motor, to pull our camper. And so we're going to just do some traveling. When it warms up, now we took it to Roaring River State Park, and we spent the night there. And we've learned how to hook it and unhook it, and we've done some work on it already, and we're going to try to continue to improve it. And you never know, if we get good enough at camping, we may come and see you. You never know. Louise, we may drive all up Minnesota with our camper and try to find a place up there to park while we visit with you. And Brother Walt, you never know, we may come to Oregon. Who knows? Brother Michael Donahue, if we're going to go to Oregon, we'll want to see you. And if we go to the West Coast, we'll have to go out and see Brother, I don't know, Chris, if you have a place we could park our camper at your place or not. You know, and that way we would have our own little facility and we wouldn't have to bother anybody. But if we come to Oregon, we'll want to also meet Carol and her husband, and like I said, Michael and Marie Donahue and Brother Walls. And then of course we want to, if we travel out to California, we'll want to see Brother Kevin and also Kurt Butterick, and we definitely want to meet Mark Kennedy as well. So just some things to think about. I don't know if we're up to that much travel or not, but we're not doing anything. We're retired. So we might as well get out. If people aren't going to come and see us, I guess we'll have to come and see you. And so anyway, we'd take our time if we did it. We'd just, you know, find little places to stop along the way with our camper and enjoy the trips. Anyway, and I don't know if I could ever go see Edward Henry or not. That Virginia's a long way. That's about as far as Oregon, I think. So anyway, just some thoughts, maybe just some dreams more than anything else. You know, God has his people scattered, you know, and it seems like we're a long ways apart. And there's probably a reason for that. Like I said, sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. You know? I know that's an old wives' tale. Is that biblical? Well, I imagine there's some biblical scriptures we could find to back that up. But anyway, as far as the gospel goes, let the gospel be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus came, and for sinners he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. It is finished. He cried, the work it is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but rose from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. They are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ our mediator forgives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. Now the first one selection that we have tonight Mark has requested is page 358, and it's called Heart My Soul, It Is the Lord, in the old school hymnal, 358. We're actually meeting tonight in my little camper instead of in the office next door, so we wouldn't have to heat the office all the way up. The camper was already warm, and so trying to save a little bit on heating bills. You know, they get to be rather expensive. You know how that is. 358. Mark, you wanna start that?
Heart my soul, it is the Lord, is my Savior,
hear His word.
Jesus sings and speaks to me, save for sin and loves on me. I deliver thee when bound, and when wounded, heal my wound. Stop thee wandering, set thee right, turn my darkness into light. Can a woman's tender care cease to war the child she bear? Yes, she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee. Mine is an unchanging love, higher than the heights above, deeper than the depths beneath, free and faithful, strong as death. Thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne shall be, save for sinner loves thou me. Lord, it is my chief complaint, that my love is weak and faint. Yet I love thee and adore, oh, for grace to love thee more.
Okay, the next one that has been selected is out of the Psalter. And Rosette likes to sing the Psalms. This, of course, is the Psalter that we used when we were attending the Reformed Presbyterian Church in Shawnee, Kansas. We don't agree with the Reformed Presbyterian Church's doctrine, but we do agree with the Psalms. Okay. This is Psalm 38. I'm sorry, page 38, Psalm 40F. Page 38. Psalm 40F. Mark, you want to do that?
I hid not in my heart your truth and saving now. Your faithfulness I preached in the assembly great. You'll not withhold from me your tender mercies, Lord, and your unfailing love will ever keep me safe. Misfortunes beyond count have taken hold of me. My sins close in on me so that I cannot see. In greater sum are they than hairs upon my head. So my heart fails in me, my courage fails away. Come to my rescue, Lord, O Lord, make haste to help. Let all who seek my life be shamed and be confused. Let them fall back in shame who want to see my hurt. Let them be dumb and dear, to me. Let all men who seek you be glad and in you joy. Who your salvation loves, say glory to the Lord. Though I'm in want and poor, the Lord takes thought of me. My help, my Savior, come. O God, do not delay.
Well, I want to give everybody an updated report. I know that some of you know kind of what's going on with this book, Phillips versus the State of Missouri. Now, this book has been, you know, it was first printed. I self-published the book back 15 years ago. And then I have just republished it myself through Christian House Publishers, which is our publishing company here, small little, just like 3 or 4 months ago. And Ed thought it would be good to have a better cover on it and to get it in all the bookstores and everything. Now, again, 15 years ago, I went on radio broadcasts and everything else and talked about the book that I published 15 years ago. So it was well covered in the press and stuff in different places. But anyway, I had already published a book, The Lies of Free Will, with Lulu, and I was happy with their printing and their publishing of it. And they never brought anything to the fore about libel, you know, even though I brought up many people that I was in disagreement with their doctrine, including Billy Graham and James Dobson and John Hagee and numerous people, and they never said anything about there could be libel. But that book, they just published it. But, you know, ever since I've submitted this for publication, I prepaid for the publishing of it to Lulu, sent them the money, and ever since then, they have been, I believe it's harassment, you know, saying they have to have all the court documents, have to have all the transcripts, have to have everything, and they, numerous things. Well, Brother Edward Henry has pointed out to me that in the state of Missouri, there is a statute of limitations of 2 years. If people don't sue for something in 2 years, it's the statute of limitations is run out. So they can no longer do that. Sue you under libel. Well, it's been 15 years since that book was first published. So they're merely trying to create something. They don't want to publish the book. It has nothing to do with potential libel or anything. Of course, everything in the book is true. And the transcripts, the court transcripts, are no longer available after all these years. They don't keep these transcripts forever. Once a case is ruled in your favor, the attorneys on both sides aren't bound to keep those records. And so Lulu is asking me something that doesn't exist, basically. And so I've asked him to return my money. They're not going to publish the book, and they're yet to do that. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update on some of the things that are going on with that. And so you might want to think twice before you, work with Lulu. I just don't like the way that they've been treating me at all. I think it's another form of, you know, if they just were up front with me and said, you know, we've chosen that. We made a decision, this is not something we want to publish. I could accept that. But to come up with all these side issues that have nothing to do with anything is just proving that they are untruthful in the reasons why they don't want to publish the book. But, you know, with all that being said, God's in control of it all. God's sovereign over my deciding to let Lulu published the book, you know, in originally having them publish The Lies of Free Will, which I'm happy with what they published out of that. I've done some self-publishing through Lulu with the poetry that I'd written, as you know, and so on. But everything, virtually everything in our lives are under the sovereign hand of God. And we must, it's real easy to say God's sovereign when things are going our way. But, you know, what did Job say when everything started happening to him? I mean, if you go back and reread the book of Job, we've been going through it in our devotions, Rosette and I, in the mornings. And, you know, when the announcements started coming in, I mean, it was one right after the other one and the next one. The first one, you know, all of his crops were destroyed. All of his cattle was destroyed. Then his children were destroyed. And then all of his servants were destroyed. And everything was taken from him. And then his body was attacked, and on and on and on. What was his response? Naked came I into the world, naked I will leave. I'm paraphrasing. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. He giveth and he taketh away. Okay? And so, you know, there's a song, Southern Gospel was real popular in Southern Gospel circles, you know. The God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. Okay? God doesn't change. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we're going through difficult times, we don't necessarily have to enjoy it, okay? I don't enjoy what's going on right now with Lulu, you know, and they're putting up this smoke screen and all this stuff. And it's really, you know, the inference, you know, I know that they want to do everything that's politically correct. Why can't they just say this is not something we want to publish? But my point is that God is sovereign over all of that. You know, he's sovereign over the good events in our life. He's sovereign over the evil events that happen in our lives. He's sovereign over the wind, the sea, and the storms. He's sovereign over the our vocations. He's sovereign over our health. He's sovereign over our poverty or our wealth. He's sovereign over where we live, what we drive, who we marry, how many children we have, what we name our pets. Yeah, he's sovereign over all of it. You know? And sometimes I think we forget about that. I think we forget that he is sovereign over these things. And sometimes we have to be reminded that God is sovereign. And I know that I do that often, probably more than some people like. You say, oh, Larry's just on one kick, the sovereignty of God. Well, you know, 99% of so-called Christendom is on one kick, the free will of man. And so you need somebody to level the playing field, as it were. Don't you agree with that? Don't you think you need another voice out there telling the truth? Do you think that God is not angry when people are lying about him? I think he is. Now, I want to look at the 38th chapter of Job. And this, of course, is God answering Job. God answering Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and the thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shalt thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place? That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the light arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceive the breadth of the earth, declare it. Thou knowest it all, if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the pass to the house thereof. Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of the waters, or way for the lightning of a thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influence of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? That canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season, or canst thou gird Art Tourists with his sons? And he goes on through here and asks all these questions of Job, you know? And he does this for several chapters, you know? And in the 40th verse, 40th chapter, he says, beginning with verse 1, Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer him. And then what was Job's answer? It says, Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. That should be our answer whenever all these things are going on in our life. It's not easy to do. It's easy for us to get in the flesh, you know. Just like Peter got in the flesh often, you know. Sometimes he was proudful, you know. What did Peter say at the Transfiguration? We'll make three tabernacles here. What did Peter say right before, the night before they arrested Christ? I will never deny you. What did Peter say when Christ was washing the feet? He says, You'll never wash my feet. You see what I'm saying? Now, let's look in the 42nd chapter. Verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Do you and I believe that? Do we truly believe that God can do everything, and that no thought is withholden from him? You know. Do we actually believe that God can do everything? Or do we believe that we can thwart God in some way? Do we believe that other people can thwart God's will? You know, I've heard people tell I've heard people say that a person's prayers can be hindered. I've heard people say that God's will can be circumvented. I've heard people say that wasted years, all this stuff. There's nothing that God is not involved in and decreeing and orchestrating by his almighty hand. And so this message is just as much to me as it is to anyone else. But let us remember that, like that old song we used to sing, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little baby in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hand. And we think that we have some kind of, we think we're something. So that's what's been on my mind. Think about this as we go forward. May the good Lord be with you. Do we have a final selection tonight?
Page 38, Psalm 47A.
47A, page 38 in the Psalter. Mark, you want to read that for us?
Yeah.
All people clap your hands for joy to God in triumph shout. More terrible is the Lord most high, great King the earth throughout. He brings the people under us in mastery complete, and he is to nations also to beneath our feet. The land of our inheritance he chooses out for us, and he to us the glory gives of Jacob whom he loved. God is ascended with a shout, the Lord with trumpeting. Sing praises unto God, sing praises to our King. For God is King of all the earth, sing praise with understanding. God rules the nations, God is on his throne of holiness. Assemble men of Abram's God, come people, princes, nigh. The shields of earth belong to God, he is exalted high.
Well, I hope you have a good service if you're going to a church tomorrow. If not, find a couple, three people. It says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of them. God bless.